Welcome back to another episode of The Big Podcast. I'm him, he.
That's your girl, CT.
Did you see 6ix9ine get packed? He got caught in LA Fitness Gym in Tampa by some randoms. He had to go to the hospital. They beat him up, like, bad.
That bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
As a civilian, how do you feel about that?
He got caught slipping. Oh, these were just randoms.
Randoms.
Oh, my god.
I guess they live by the code. They said, you know, hey, we caught them.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not your business, and you weren't even in the middle of anything. So.
And y'all recorded it.
Yeah. Stupid.
It's a wobbler. It's not a wobbler in my book, but it's a wobbler across the community. We grew up in households that were not pro-crime. Like, job, be a regular citizen type
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a population of people that grew up with people that got it how they live. They grew up where, you know, they was getting their dough kicked in, this, that, and the third. It was a different type of lifestyle. So with that different type of lifestyle, there's a different type of ideals. Adding rap music to the narrative, it's not cool to de-escalate situations when you're young and black. You either have to figure out how to de-escalate situations or how to defend yourself. We're 28 and we got a baby. You know, we got stuff to do. We work full-time, podcast. We got stuff to do. You know, just like everybody else. Living in where we live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it seems like the thing to do is just be aggressive. Like, black people are very aggressive with each other in the city.
Yeah.
Satara had this situation. It was just a... It was a minor situation, but somebody was trying to test her. Basically trying to get a reaction out of her.
Yeah.
And you kind of go through that a lot. Just living in Pittsburgh, and I also think with the current climate that we're in, how do you feel about having to be the bigger person?
I shouldn't have to. We're all adults out here. You know exactly what you're doing. Everybody has something that they're going through, not just you. Like, at that point, you're being selfish if you're trying to take your anger out on other people, especially out in public. What are you getting out of that yourself? And especially to somebody who's not going to give you a reaction. Do you feel better now? Like, I used to be that person to give a reaction. I didn't have any kids at the time. I was crazy, but now I'm older. We have a daughter.
Yeah, responsibilities, priorities.
Exactly. Like, and I have a lot more.
Just a life.
Yeah. And I don't want to lose any of that. I'm not going to go to jail over somebody who wants to act stupid.
That most people that act like that, they think that everybody acts like that. Like, they think that, like, that's the norm for them. That's the norm for them.
Not the norm.
Everybody has, like, a need to defend themselves, especially nowadays with social media. It's crazy that I'm saying this because I literally made a video a couple weeks yelling into my phone. That wasn't a response. That was a warning for niggas that don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
And niggas that are going to get sued eventually.
Right. I feel like that's not the same.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
See, there's nuances in being the bigger person. There's situations where someone shoves past you or does something aggressive. Your first thought would be to respond. You have to think about these things because there was this young lady that wanted to have a problem with you in Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a guess and say this young lady was not dressed the best.
She looked raggedy.
Yeah. Raggedy. She looked dusty.
She was trying to look cute.
Because she was engaging in dusty activities. This is what these dusty dusties do. I remember one time when I used to live in Florida. And there was somebody that, like, was a part of the group. He was a part of, like, the mutuals.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody said he was talking about me. And, like, they told me he was talking about me as, like, it was like, oh, like, you gotta say something back. You can't just let it go. And I realized, like, oh, that's how the street works. Because you can't even be smart if you want to be cool. People going to look at you a certain way if turning down the fade.
That's crazy.
But my thing is that, I'm speaking for myself, I don't be having problems like that with people. There's nothing that I do that gets me in these situations. Same. Except try to go outside and buy things.
Right.
Or go to work when I used to work. Outside. I remember one time, dog. This dude, it was like 7:30 in the morning, dog.
Oh boy.
I'm
too
on
early.
To work. on the way to work downtown, this has a fifth of gin. And it's almost gone. And you already know he drunk it because I could smell it on him. So, bro, the whole bus ride from Station Square till I got to my job, this nigga sat there and stared at me right here.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. He's like these. And I'm talking about drunk as a... I'm talking about it's all in. Like, I'm breathing it in.
So he didn't say anything?
He didn't say anything. He just sat there. I'm in the back of the bus. You know, the back seat in the corner. He's sitting at the one right there.
Yeah.
In my face. This shit is packed.
Oh, that would have had me hot.
So I'm already not in the best mood. And I'm just standing with my hand like, I don't know what buddy on. I don't know if you want to fuck. I don't know if you want to fight. Because, you know, you drunk. You feel different ways. Because it's like, why he in my face like this?
Yeah, like.
And it wasn't like aggressive. It was just, he was just drunk. So I'm thinking in my head. Now, I'm not saying don't defend yourself. Because I'm thinking in my head. Touch me. He going down the aisle. He touched me. I'm taking off immediately. Because you're drunk and I'm not in the mood. Every now and then I'm giving him eye contact to let him know, hey, bro.
Don't touch me.
Hey, bro, I'm letting you do what you're doing, but I'm not playing with you. So every now and then he like this. I'm sitting here like this.
Yeah.
I'm like this. Because he like right here.
Yeah.
I'm like this. I'm staring out the window. Every now and then I'm just looking at him like this.
Like try me.
Just letting them know. I'm not scared. We just not doing this today. So he ain't do nothing. He didn't do nothing. Yeah. I ended up getting off the bus before him. It's just situation.
So he let you up. He let you up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pray for that. Because he was, it seemed like he was living life on the edge.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, you drunk. Like, you pissy.
Yeah, he was going through something for sure. For sure. At 7,
in the morning. Let's talk about our origin.
Our origin?
Our origin, how we met, how we got here. Okay. I'll tell the story. You want to jump in? 6th grade.
Yeah.
Sunnyside Elementary.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Recess. First day of school. I saw her. I can actually tell you what she had on. She had a black tee.
I don't even remember what I had.
I think it was a graphic tee. She had these washed. No. Not the wash jeans. The wash jeans. I used to want to use that thing. Used to be sitting in them. No, she not the washed one. She had on some dark blue jeans and some Jordans. She's a little pigeon-toed. We was in the 6th grade. Not pigeon-toed. Knock me. We was in the 6th grade. I didn't care. She's really pretty.
I'm dead. Go ahead.
And I was like, wow, she's cute. And then she turned around.
I didn't think that you thought I was cute.
Shit! Woo! Now, at that point, we didn't speak until months later.
I was friends with... Were you friends with Redacted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was friends with Redacted's sister. I used to always be over her house. It was her sister's party, and I remember we was getting in somebody's van.
Her uncle's van.
Yeah.
I seen that you was with them, that you was there, and I was like, ooh. And I started telling my homeboy, like, And he was like, all right, well, we going skating. You might as well try to skate with her, you know, and then go from there.
I know how to skate.
You know, we is in 6th grade, so I did not have that game. I am no game, so I asked his sister to ask you. And, I didn't know that you liked me back at that point, but
I did.
She said, yeah. So, like, what?
I liked you a lot. Like,
how?
What do you mean, how?
We didn't know each other. I'm saying, like,
I you saw just... you.
So, you liked
me. I had a crush on you, like, you hard. I had a hard crush on you. Yeah.
You had a crush on me, even though you broke up with me 3 days after we got together. That's crazy. Yo, I think she was messing with another dude. Like, she did me dirty, bro.
Stop. I don't remember.
And
it
she
was a
don't
long
remember. She don't
no it was a
remember.
long time
I know.
ago.
I
They
know.
I
I
don't have
know.
a good memory. He knows that.
So
Go ahead.
we didn't. I mean, the details don't really matter in middle school because we're middle school.
Yeah.
So, we was kind of messing around on and off throughout the years of middle school. But we got serious in eighth grade.
Yeah.
It was funny. Satara, well, she done walked me down a couple of times.
Wait, go back to sixth grade. I remember.
What happened?
Wait. I remember. Okay, so was you like feeling my, you was feeling on my butt or my thigh or something? And look, I've had these like, I've never felt butterflies the way that I did. Like, I had butterflies in my stomach. They were going crazy because I just like really, really liked you. Like, and I was just happy that like you were there. We could hang out together and stuff, you know? So I was crushing hard, y'all, for real.
Let me just throw in, I ain't had no deodorant on that night. Still was a W. Still was all over me.
Yep.
We actually decided to go to the same high school in ninth grade. We did not make it through high school.
But wait, stop before we start going downhill. So, I did not want to be away from him. Like, I was supposed to go to Perry with Redacted. And
We're just not saying people's names because these people have families and have their own lives. No smoke, though.
yeah, like I was like obsessed with him. Not like crazy obsessed, but like I wanted us to go to school together.
It didn't work out.
Nope.
And it was bad.
We don't got to give the
So
deets.
I'm not. That's not what I want to harp on right
Okay.
now. So Sadara leaves the school. We lose contact a little bit. We kind of link back up, but Satara still wasn't ready for a real nigga. That's really all it
That's
was.
facts. That's
That's
facts.
the reason why we broke up. That's the reason why it didn't work out because she wasn't ready. And I just wasn't on the babysitting stuff. Like, I still loved her, but I said, like, bruh, you not treating me like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't got it figured out, don't you ain't got it figured out. But we ain't. I ain't never really just been volunteered to be a doormat ever in life. So I ended up moving, and we weren't talking at the time. The thing that told me that we would eventually be together is when I moved.
Really?
Yeah, because you ended up hitting me up, and we talked for like 5 hours. I'll never forget that. Like, we was just talking. Like, we were texting for a minute. And then we got on the phone and we just talked. And it was
Wait, is this
like,
when you freshly moved
yeah.
down
Yeah, I
in
probably was
Florida?
there, had been there for a couple months. So we graduate, we lose touch again. And she hits me up out of nowhere. This is how I know God works, because at this time, I'm in the throes of being implicated in many of crimes that I didn't have anything to do with except being associated with individuals. I already know this shit hot. We hot right now. We gonna get caught up sooner or later. So I'm already making my plans to get the freak out of Florida because I already know what's coming.
Yeah.
So it just so happened that my dad was, he wanted to move as well. He wanted me to move with him, but he wanted to stay in Oregon because that's where my grandmother lived. But I was like, bro, I'm not doing the whole culture shock thing. So Satara hits me up because at this time, not knowing, but we would have a lot of things that we would need to work through, talk about, get over. Because there were a lot of things that happened in high school that I feel that I didn't get an answer for. I just needed if we were going to do this. But it just felt right, when we first started talking. Like, when we were talking on the phone long distance, even though it was long distance.
I felt like I was there with you. Like
Yeah.
it was crazy. Definitely had like a strong connection. I could feel it too. We've always had like a strong connection.
Yeah.
Like even to this day. Like it's just it's crazy. Like we're really soulmates. Like
Yeah. I don't even know if I would have got through the rest of the time that I had in Tampa if we weren't talking. Because that's when I first started having anxiety. I'm having anxiety attacks because this bull stuff going around. Like, going around where I, the environment I was in. But it was never like, it was never hard, you know? Even when we had our issues, and I told you, like, the things that needed to change, the times where you told me things that I need to change, it's never been like a strain. It's so weird to me, the things that people say and the way that people look at relationships, because like these things are not my reality. I wish people would have a little bit more worth to themselves, because a lot of problems could be avoided if people decided to be with people that they were aligned with. I saw like my grandparents and their significant others together, like my aunts and uncles. There were examples of relationships. So I always had the idea of how I wanted it, knowing how my parents had their relationship. It kind of confuses me that more people don't have what we have.
A lot of people aren't ready to be in a relationship because there's a lot of stuff that they need to work out with themselves first. If you're not relationship ready and you go into a relationship, it's not gonna work. There's two of you and you, both of you are a team, and if you're not putting in or meeting your significant other's expectations of, what you should be as a boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever.
If you love somebody, okay, well, I kind of answered my question in my head. I was gonna say, if you love somebody, why would you not want to appease them and make it to where that they're happy and that they're in their best mindset? But I go back to thinking
Some people
that,
are stuck in their own ways.
and a lot of people don't know what real love is.
Yeah, that too.
It kind of scares me, because I think about it in terms of our kids, our future kids. We can show them us, and I'm pretty sure it'll be a good enough, but they're still gonna have friends. And this whole modern woman thing just isn't exclusive to the black community. This is how a lot of women think now. So I don't know.
Nala won't be taught that. I'm sorry. She gonna know off rip a lot of things before anybody can get to her, because we living in different type of
We're gonna
times right now. So
the loss of the family dynamic scares me. We need that. Like, I
yeah.
don't care what anybody says. The single parent is not better than having two parents. People will say, oh, well, my family was this and my family was dysfunctional. Yes, these things happen. Sometimes things don't work. That doesn't mean that you just throw everything out.
You do the same.
We got to get past setting our mindset and outlook of things just through our experiences, because it stifles us, bro. It puts you in a position to where you can't even think yourself out of this situation. And I just want to say this. A lot of people are in this mindset. They're in a mindset of
Excuse me.
distress, but they're at a point of distress to where they can't even think about how to get from where they are. Since they don't believe that they can think themselves out of the situation, they're wallowing in it, feeling bad for themselves. That's why a lot of people take their anger out on people, because they're not in a good space. They're not what they're where they want to be in life. That's why people try you, because they see you as they see you and they think that there's something wrong with them because they think you're ahead of them. So they want to find some way to bring you back down with
That's a shame.
them. That's not gonna do anything. It's not gonna boost you up. It's not gonna bring you up. You pushing somebody down just because they think they all that. How do you know what they think? Get your together, bro. It's not my fault. It's not their fault. It's your fault. It's on you. Just because someone's somewhere where you want to be doesn't make your problems theirs. Fair. Get to where you want to be. Stop taking out on everybody, because it's only gonna have you looking goofy in the long run. Just like these old people we don't want to hear talk. You gonna be the same. Like,
Facts.
I just get tired of people in this mindset that it's everybody's fault. It's people that build this fake animosity towards somebody on the internet, because they said something that you didn't like, because they said something and it's like, oh, if what they said is true, I'm up. That really be the problem.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for any of that. They're not respons whoever made you mad on your phone, they're not responsible for that. That's on you. It must be something that you need to look at and work on. If it got you that emotional that you don't even know made you feel away.
Like, I'll see a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of relationship stuff, but here and there. And if I see something that, not even something that relates to me, but I'm like, wow, I never thought of it like that. Or if something does relate to me, same thing. Like, oh, I never thought of it. Like, I don't think like, oh,
Him.
yeah, like, so I'm gonna dislike it. Like, that's crazy.
He's
Like,
a something ist.
why don't you think about what
He's
they're
doing
saying and
some
say,
sort of ism,
oh yeah, like, y'all don't be
bro.
having that oh yeah moment. Like, that's crazy. People are
I don't know about y'all, but they're f***ing us. We will be if we don't change anything by the end of this recession. So
yeah.
you want to be or you want to be it just alarms me how people are playing into this bitch right into it. People that hold people accountable are now the new bad guys. The people that want you to work to get better, they want you to be better, they're the bad guys now, because you shouldn't have to do or change anything to get what you want in life. Everybody should have what they need and not have to work for it. Whatever the, bro, I don't even like getting into capitalism and communism, because I'm not an expert at that. All I know is that you do need to get better. You don't have it all. I don't have it all. I don't know it all. I don't have, I'm touching the mic. I
I
don't
know,
have
I
it
keep
all. I
forgetting.
don't know it all either.
Yeah.
And that's why I learn every day. But
Right.
anybody that's trying to correct you, bro, nobody's trying to put you down. You are putting yourself down. You're already doing that. So if you want to be mad at anybody for putting you down, be mad at yourself. If anybody is gracious enough to take the time out
To even
and
correct
talk,
you in the
yeah.
first place, like,
You should be blessed,
you should be
because
thankful.
a
Exactly.
lot of these people don't have that. That's why they're out here doing what they're doing. It's not because they just want to go. No, they don't know that what they're doing is going to put them in a bad situation and going to have bad consequences down the line. Get over yourself.
They attach it to like him, Russell Wilson.
Well, that's the humble, nice guy.
Right.
This is the generation that grew up and was raised with the concept of remember the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing?
And he had the little the twist in his head,
And
I
he was a
think.
good, he was a nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Did he liked her and he didn't know how to mistreat her, right? She taught him how to be mean and mistreat her. That's what girls like.
Yeah.
So she taught him how to be an asshole toward her. So this is the generation of young girls who like the asshole instead of the guy like Russell Wilson and Michael B, who seems to be gentleman-like.
Yeah.
When you grow up indoctrinated and you've developed the ethnocentric ideology that the hip hop culture produces, then of course these type of guys will be corny. That's why a lot of female prison guards end up sleeping with prisoners.
I never understood that.
He also said that's why a lot of successful women end up messing around with street.
I got lost at when he said that. What does he mean? Prison women sleeping with
Prison guards.
prison guards sleeping with who?
The prisoners.
Like male prisoners?
Yeah, female prison guards sleeping with the male prisoners.
That's wild.
Yeah, there was a thing a couple years ago. of some female prison guard letting out this serial killer, and nobody seen her after they seen her on the camera. She was done at, like, the next day didn't even end before he had killed her, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
What?
Now, I want to unpack this because we're on life support this episode. And I don't want to go too deep. But I want to unpack this because this is the outlook of the world right now. I remember when we was in sixth grade, Satara broke up with me because she said people were making fun of her.
Yes, yes.
So this is real.
I went through this.
I've actually went through like situations where like the girl was telling me like, oh, you need to be more street. Was trying to make me be more street. Luckily, that relationship did not last long, and I did not fall victim into listening to a woman tell me how I should be as a male, even though we were kids at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a thing, and I think that's why we have so much goofballism in our generation, because a lot of guys think that you have to be hard to be like cool. I was made fun of, you know, in elementary school. I was never bullied though. Like, nobody ever like beat me up and like was just beating me up every day. That I've never seen that happen. Yeah. Like, you know, the bullying that you see on TV.
Yeah.
But like people used to make fun of me. And I always remember. Did I tell this story? Tell me if I told the story before. Okay. I'll never forget the day that I decided not to be caring about what people got to say is when I got in the car. I was crying. I had just like moved here like a couple months, and people was making fun of me, and I was in the car crying after school. My dad was like, "Why the fuck are you crying?" And I was like, "They're making fun of me." And he was like, "Why didn't you tell them to suck your dick?" And he was like mad. Like,
I think you might have told that one.
He was like, "Why the fuck didn't you tell him to suck your dick then?" And I was like, "There's a point." And then that's when I developed tough skin. And then that's when I started learning how to joke on people.
Yeah.
And then that's when I started getting in trouble for making fun of people. I love how I was the one getting made fun of. I was telling on niggas. Nobody was doing nothing. Then when I started telling jokes back, I'm making fun of people. Crazy. But
people are so mad.
I just had to deal with that. I always dealt with people looking at me a certain way because I'm not street. But honestly, the way that those people look at me, I look at them the same way, because my question is, why the fuck do you want me to be like you?
Right.
We are not really, like, I didn't come from where y'all come from to act like that.
Right.
That wasn't my upbringing. That's not my reality. It's still not my reality. That's why I don't act like it now. And that's actually one of the reasons why we have to make sure we keep doing this, because it's just too many niggas out there saying, "Hey, it's okay to be a dickhead. You're gonna go to jail anyways." It's like,
facts.
Number one, that's not true. It's not true. You can only go to jail if you're trying to go to jail. Because I have been trying not to go to jail, and I have not been back. I was only there for a couple hours, never went back.
I talk to so many women. They got all these hang-ups, and that's why a lot of them ain't married now. They got all these hang-ups, so this is why a lot of people are single now. And men too. They got all this girl got to be this, and he got to be that. I say, y'all are superficial. That's why y'all are married.
Mm.
You're superficial. And if you start being honest with yourself, you will realize, yeah, I'm selfish and I'm superficial, because if he ain't got this, and that, then guess what? You're going to be single. Be happy by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. So anyway, as we move on.
This message has been brought to you by the Bronx, New York.
That's facts.
Oh, I love that episode. I mess with him. And I always, anytime that I mess with a guy, I got to see who he married to just do my fact checking.
Is that his wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you a cool dude, you stand up dude, your wife has to be the shit.
Yeah.
Or it's bullshit. But We, you know what I'm saying? It's the real deal.
That's facts.
That's basically what I be trying to say every week in and out. Every time I bring up the want niggas for money and this, that, and the third, that be what I be trying to say. Because, like, you know how, like, every time I always say, like when we hear the things that modern women do, I always say, who's putting up with that? And you'll say, there's people that put up with that. But this is the thing. I'm not in a relationship with Satara to just be round for a couple months.
Right.
Hit it, give you an STD, and then get from round. You know what I'm saying? She's not here to just get something from me and then get on child support. We here for the long run.
Yep.
That's what I believe relationships to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this before because I base the way I look at relationships from the Bible, because that's the best example I have. Everything that people be talking about on these panels, on these YouTube videos, that shit ain't it, in my opinion.
Right.
So I don't really know what y'all are doing. I don't really understand, like, the outlook on relationships nowadays. Like, there's women that will say that they're not submissive. There's men that, like, they're, like, scared of actually having any responsibility. It's, like, that's a thing where it's just like, oh, no, I don't want to be responsible, bro. I want all the benefits of it. I want a girl that, you know, she tends to my needs. I don't want to have to, like, actually be faithful and respect her and please her and pleasure her. And it's the same with women. It's like, yeah, I want a man, but I want a man so that he can finance me. And he has to take care of me from the rip, or it's not going to work.
Yeah, that's deep.
And
that's
the thing crazy. Is, the point about that that makes no sense as we go through what we're going through. As we're a successful relationship, as, you know, we're not rich, we're okay. It don't work like that. Like, just the thought of just, oh, because there's a thing. Oh my God, man. I be feeling bad for dudes because, like, it's a thing to where, like, women say, like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to exist.
What?
So you don't want to do nothing. That sounds
crazy.
You just want to be round.
And have somebody take care of them.
Divorce.
That's exactly what that is.
Divorce, child support, therapy. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You want to be treated like, basically.
You want to be treated like a baby.
Yeah, like just literally. Be taken care of and be fed. Like, you know how they have like those kings and queens on, and they have their people serving them grapes.
Yeah,
that's how, like, they want to be.
Literally.
Yeah. So,
bro, a lot of people,
not realistic,
when they talk about a man that's gonna pay all the bills, you miss the part where she held it down for 3 to 10 years while he was working to get in the position to pay all the bills.
Right.
You miss the part where, yeah, he pay all the bills because he financially is like with the money, but she actually takes care of them. You miss the part where they work together. They stayed down. They, you know, they didn't, you know, do all the glamorous stuff when they didn't really have it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now 10 years later, after staying down, investing and saving and working together, yeah, now she can buy whatever she wants. She gets to do whatever she wants to do because she stayed down.
Mm-hmm.
And she earned that spot that she has.
Right.
The one video that won't load is a video basically saying if you have to convince a woman to be with you, then she's not the one for you. I think that a lot of these problems come from a lot of women being masculine and thinking that they are to take the reins. That's not gonna work.
Mm-mm.
Even if, because guess what? Somebody will be like, oh, I got a husband and he do everything. I don't do nothing. I don't lift a finger. It's not going to last. Unless he's just an ultimate simp and it's just a bitch. He's just going to suffer for the rest of his life. But somebody's going to end up changing, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just say it, bro. Because I just don't agree with it. I don't agree with all these genderish roles and different changes and all that bullshit. Because when a woman, a masculine modern woman, gets with a simp, they never work out.
Right.
Because she ends up resenting him because it's not natural.
Right.
It's not natural for you to be bossing a man around. It's not natural for you to be telling him, oh, you need to do this. And it's always just you telling him what he needs to do and you being his mother. These are not healthy relationships. Right. A lot of women think that all men act like this because there's so many soy boys out there. A lot of women, like, that's their outlook on men as a whole.
Yeah.
And I can't do nothing to change that because, in other aspects, they want you to change their whole outlook of a man. That's not my job. What I'm trying to say is, bro, like I said before, we both come from single-parent households. You know what I'm saying? We did not graduate college. We didn't even go to college for what we wanted to do, per se.
Right.
We had to figure this out. So it's like, bro, if you're trying to figure this out and you come from a single parent household, I just like the expectations from somebody that's around your age when you're figuring it out. I don't like it's unrealistic. It's delusional.
Mm-hmm.
And men and women, because I see so many more men thinking that just because you do this, that, and the third, that you're supposed to have a sex doll. Like, your wife's not supposed to say nothing. She ain't supposed to tell you nothing. It's just you supposed
what?
To... Bruh, I don't know what relationships these people grew up looking at. I don't understand.
Y'all are crazy.
I genuinely am confused by the masses' outlook on relationships. By America's outlook on marriage. Because it's like, a marriage will fail. And people will just go to straight up, marriage doesn't work. Marriage is this and that. And it's like, bro, you actually have to work to these things for them to work. It's just not going to work because you decide to do it. Like, people want to skip so many steps.
And not only that, but I feel like a lot of people get into these, like, how I'm thinking of it is like a one-sided relationship. Like,
yeah.
And that's not what a relationship is. You're supposed to be a team. You're supposed to work together through things and be together through things and decide together through things. There's two of you, not one, two. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of y'all should stay single. A lot of y'all should, focus on improving yourself because you're not ready for this shit. You know what I'm saying? I remember I posted, I be getting people mad. And we still growing. Like, when I be posting on YouTube, because that's my biggest platform, like, it be certain things I'll say, and I look at the likes and dislikes, and it's like, yeah, that one hit.
That one hit that hard. One hit.
Because, of course, we're not the biggest, so it's not going to show in the views yet. But it's certain things that you can see when it's like, okay, that was it right there.
Yeah.
And it's confusing because it's not going to be a positive reaction that you get when something works, but it will actually work.
People don't like the truth, so.
Oh, but it's like, bro, it really annoys me when people want to just cut corners and try to accomplish something and they expect to accomplish it without doing what actually is needed to do these things, bro. Like, dog, like, if you're not trying 100% in something, if you're not doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, it's not going to work, no matter what it is.
Right.
A relationship, romantically, a friendship, family members. And I think that's what a lot, like, I think a lot of people are just so used to, like, the, especially Black people, the goalposts being moved so much, right and wrong being kind of ambiguous because of our history in this country. And it kind of sucks because it's our generation. There's people that really believe these things to be, like, true and normal. And it's kind of strange, but
right.
That's all I gotta say.